WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Representatives of all four hospitals in Bryan College Station participated in a community health update hosted Wednesday by the Chamber of Commerce. One of the common themes stressed to business owners was the importance of stressing to their employees preventative health measures. Beverly Welch at St. Joseph Regional Health Center says they've treated patients this year with measles, the mumps, and tetanus, which can all be avoided by immunizations.
Not coming to work whenever they're sick. Some of the things that we can do is immunize them to prevent them from getting sick, but then when they do get sick, give some education to the employer on how long they need to be out and not coming to work sick.
Speakers also included representatives of the Brazos County Health Department and the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Blinn College's Board of Trustees has hired a search firm to assist in the selection of the district's next president. Spokesman Richard Bray says the Association of Community College Trustees was selected from six candidates.
We've worked with them before just on best practices and that sort of thing. And so there was a level of trust there. And the fact that the ACCT is already familiar with Blinn College and what we do was really a big step in their favor.
ACCT will also assist in the selection of an interim district president after Dr. Harold Nolte retires January 31st. A Bryan man will be in prison at least 15 years after being convicted this week in Brazos County District Court of his third DWI while unlawfully carrying a deadly weapon. Prosecutors say 57-year-old Lawrence Pena was caught following a hit-and-run crash in August 2012, and his alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. The Brazos County District Court jury also convicted Pena of cocaine possession. He has to serve at least half of the 30-year sentence because he had a weapon with a criminal history. Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski says the value of land being sold to developers in the Bryo Corridor is much less than what was being stated at this week's city council meeting.
Respected appraisal firm did appraise it for $1.625 million. In an appraisal is what the value of the property is, and that's what we sold it for.
Sure. Councilman Mike Sutherland said during the council meeting the value of the 36 acres being sold to developers between the Health Science Center and Traditions Golf Course was $5.4 million. The Texas A&M Vet School hosted a veteran whose service dog was saved after being hit by a car and was saved at the vet hospital. Sergeant William Cole was emotional when he was asked how he felt when he first heard his dog Hank had been injured.
When Hank was first hit, I mean, I couldn't really, believe what was going on. And so it was pretty tough, realizing that he might not make it.
The vet school was also able to reduce the medical bill, which was more than $11,000. Cole adopted Hank to help him deal with post-traumatic stress disorder after serving in the Middle East. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at the bottom of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
For more than 30 Christmases, David Gardner's has been providing maybe just the right thing. Have you had David Gardner's experts help you through that whole process? Because this could be the year where you really hit a home run. And David Gardner's, again, been helping guys and gals do that for a long, long time with maybe just something very basic like diamond ear studs or maybe a bracelet, something that's personalized. They can do that at David Gardner's, create the jewelry either from scratch or take something else and make it more personal, just customize it the way that you'd like. And also, David Gardner's has introduced a new line of watches. It's called the Tudor, which is a division of Rolex. They've been around since the 1940s. But Tudor watches are sold in only 150 stores in America, and one of them is David Gardner's. It's the same quality. The difference is the price. You get a Tudor watch for 25 to 40% less than a Rolex, and you can switch out the band to have a different kind of look. If you want something more casual, you want something dressier, Tudor watches can do that. So check out the tremendous selection of Tudor watches that they now have at David Gardner's as well. David Gardner's 911 University.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
It's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Areas of fog this morning, otherwise lots of clouds and maybe a stray shower. A little milder today with temperatures trying to get to 70 this afternoon. Clouds, the risk of a shower overnight, lows near 60. Cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower or two. Highs will make their way up to about 70 to 75. It'll be cloudy tomorrow night with the chance of a shower, lows near 60. It'll become partly sunny during the day on Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with a doubleheader at Reed, men's and women's basketball. Aggie soccer is making their way to Boca Raton for a game tomorrow, and Aggie volleyball is actually in Austin this evening. We'll have all of that and more in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
So, if I'm hearing right, the Orion rocket ship that was supposed to take off, that ain't happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weather delayed?
Yeah. They got a hold. I'm not sure. You might be able to find some Fox audio on that. They had it at the top of the hour. What caught my attention, first of all, you know, of course, yesterday NASA's just vibrating. They're so excited about all this. They got their new state-of-the-art space capsule on the launch pad with a brand new high-tech countdown clock. What? 3, 2, 1. How difficult is that? What is high-tech? I mean, we've been able to do that for a long, long time.
It counts down in Arabic.
That's it. The multimedia display lit up Tuesday, counting down the hours, the minutes, and the seconds until the liftoff that didn't happen.
It was supposed to happen, I think, at 6 o'clock. Anyway, the idea is this is an unmanned orbital test flight, the nation's first new spacecraft intended for true outer space travel by humans since the Apollo program. This one's supposed to take us to Mars. And if I heard the news correctly, they said the purpose of this was to launch it to see if anything went wrong. So we spent millions of dollars on a beta version. Is that basically it?
Yes.
Let's find out what's going wrong. Well, now they can't even get it off the launch pad, so.
Well, I would say then mission accomplished.
Yeah, I guess
they wanted to see if they could find it something wrong.
First, what had happened, I think they said a boat got too close to it. Then they said there was some wind problem. That was about that was reported about 35 minutes or 45 minutes ago, and then again 15 minutes ago that they haven't launched. But see, it doesn't matter. Because did you hear what Stephen Hawking told the BBC?
About AI?
Yeah. Basically, you know, it's all
God.
Over. It's all over.
We're gonna die.
We are.
Don't you understand? We're all gonna die.
This sounds very Matrixy.
In an interview with the BBC, Stephen Hawking said the scenario which happens in the film Terminator, where artificial intelligence becomes self-aware, could happen in real life. He said that once humans develop artificial intelligence, it will take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate. Okay. Humans who are limited by slow biological evolution will not be able to compete and will be superseded. So basically, he's telling us the end of mankind happens as soon as we get this artificial intelligence thing worked out. How's that make you feel?
In an interview, not well,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, good. Well, in an interview with Wired magazine, he also said he'd kind of like to be in the movies. He said, my ideal role would be a baddie in James Bond. Well, Stephen, that ain't happening, okay? He said, I think the wheelchair and the computer voice would fit the part.
No, but the next Austin Powers movie, maybe.
Hello.
How does the artificial intelligence thing make me feel? It makes me feel very glad that they can't get the rocket off the launch pad.
Well, anyway, he says he likes being cheated. So there you are. He's letting us know that's how the world is going to end. It's not going to be a comet. It's basically going to be our computers who are going to do this. Now, the other story, there's kind of a side story on this Orion thing, too, is that they got a whole bunch of pop culture mementos in there, you know, a bunch of junk, like a Captain Kirk action figure that was donated by William Shatner, Sesame Street's Slimy the Worm, Cookie Monster's Ernie, there's a rubber ducky, and also Grover's Super Grover cape. So I hope they're able to get that capsule back safely, or the rocket back safely, because we'd hate to lose the William Shatner-donated Captain Kirk action figure, along with everything.
That would bother me. There. Slimy the Worm can go, though.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Slimy never amounted
to Not much. Really, no.
Guy in England has set a new world record for his collection of Guinness World Record books. Gosh. His mother told him to go make something of himself, and I guess that's probably what he's done. 57-year-old Guinness fan Martin Tovey, who spent 40 years collecting 353 individual Guinness annuals from around the world. Martin says, my interest in the books was driven by a childhood obsession with facts and figures. His favorite book is the 1960 edition. Oh, that's my favorite, too. The computer security consultant who lives in his mom's basement, I don't know that, also owns 2,164 other pieces of Guinness memorabilia.
Oh. Hey, everybody's good. You know, he doesn't have cats.
No, I understand.
So, you know.
That's fine. I think that's.
This is better.
Yeah. Two little boys in Wisconsin landed themselves on the naughty list after they called 911 in an attempt to get in touch with somebody at the North Pole.
No.
Yeah, the Beaver Dam Daily Citizen reported yesterday that an officer responded to a hang-up 911 call in Mayville, Wisconsin, which is about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. The boys, ages 3 and 6, said they were using their dad's phone and called because they wanted to talk to Santa. Officers told the boys that 911 was for emergencies, and their best bet to speak to the big guy is probably talk to Santa Claus in person.
Yeah. They were close. It was 411.
Or you can write it later. Of course, that's better than the other story that we have about Santa today. You know, people come up with ideas that they think are really, really good, and they don't bounce off of maybe folks from the outside to see what the appearance might be. And
or that are sober.
Something like that. Community Christmas kind of went south in the UK. St. Nick was handing out presents to the excited children. The holiday event was organized by the town itself, Aberdare, Wales. But instead of leaving in a festive sleigh, as you would hope Santa would, he was escorted away to a police van as children burst into tears. Yeah. It turns out
Santa's a perp.
Well, the guy played Santa, wasn't in trouble. What the deal is organizers, who obviously, again, didn't bounce these ideas off anybody, thought that the police van was probably the easiest way to transport Santa. As one witness said, it left a lot of kids upset because they thought Santa had been arrested. And there were a lot of very upset kids thinking that then, of course, Santa would be in jail on Christmas and wouldn't be able to bring the gifts. Local council spokesperson said that they use vehicles every year for Santa like this, and this is the first time that they've received any complaints. Well, maybe a bunch of new kids moved to town. Hauling Santa off in the paddy wagon is just probably not a good deal, though. I don't know who thought it would be.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript, or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-master course at Blinn College.
Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Even though we've had some cold weather, it's not here right now, but it will be back, so you can count on that. And if your windows are not energy efficient, you're going to end up paying more on your utilities than you really need to. Intercon has solutions for you. Could be repairing your existing windows, could be replacing them with more energy efficient windows. But in either case, all it takes is a phone call, 823-3639, 823-3639. They'll come out, have a look at your windows, let you know what the situation is, assess it for you, and if it needs to be replaced, then they'll give you some options there. If they can repair it, then they'll give you options there as well. But what they won't do is put high pressure on you, because that's not the way Intercon does business. This is a locally owned company. It's a father-son started company and run by a father and son. So they are local people. The people who install are local. These are folks that are a hometown company, top to bottom. So if you know your windows are not efficient, or you think they might not be, give them a call. And remember, if you're a BTU customer, there's some incentives through BTU that can help you as well. Intercon, 823-3639.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
722 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget to go to mychristmasangels.com. You can get an angel right there on your computer. If you want to actually go and take one off the tree, then do that. It's at either Blue Baker location. Kevin will be at
Yeah, come join me for lunch.
Do some lunch thing over there. We've already had our cookie this morning.
Did you eat yours?
I did. It was quite good. Yes, very good. Very
Dang,
good.
Dang, I was kind of hoping to sneak in there
nope,
between.
That's all right. Nope, not going to do that. 723, this time of year, everybody comes out with their best of list, right? Best of this, best of
sure.
that. Everything from movies to songs to cars, even airlines. But also, in the midst of all this, there's a frustration index. Bloomberg gives us a frustration index of the 25 busiest airports in U.S. America, as well as six of the seven busiest in Canada. New York's LaGuardia was named the most frustrating airport. Next came Newark Liberty, then Washington Dulles, Chicago O'Hare, and JFK International. Criteria used to judge the airports included things like how often flights are delayed or canceled, availability and quality of dining options, as well as shopping and other recreational activities. Other side of the list, the least frustrating airports, Vancouver, Portland, Austin Bergstrom, Calgary, and Phoenix Sky Harbor. So there you are, the good and the bad. Of course, it's not like you're going to go through a specific airport because it's an easy airport to get through. But nonetheless. Oh, and by the way, I didn't even know. Did you know that there are apps to help you through an airport? I had no idea.
It would make sense, yeah. But no, I didn't know they had them out there.
They have apps out there that are available to let you know how long the security wait is.
Ooh.
See, that's pretty good. I mean, again,
sometimes a map would be nice on
it
some.
It would, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, and again, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. If you got to do it, you got to do it. But there's some apps out there that will help you as you wander through the airport to find out how long the waits might be. So did we watch the Christmas tree lighting last night, the New York City thing?
No.
No. By the way, there's one tonight at the Bush Library and Museum.
Oh, cool.
A local thing. Well, apparently Mariah Carey was being the diva last night.
No.
Yeah, really. She didn't want to get out of the car because it was raining, and she was afraid that it would hurt her voice. She was very uncomfortable and didn't want to go out there. Couldn't hit any of the high notes either, so... Just letting you know if you happen to miss that. Reba McEntire is going to do a residency concert at Caesar's Palace with Brooks and Dunn. Oh.
Well, Brooks and Dunn aren't together anymore.
Well, they broke up, and obviously that didn't work out very well. So now they're going to be back together, apparently, in 2015. They're calling it Together in Vegas. 12 shows booked at the Coliseum in June, July, and August. Wow. Tickets are $60? Really? Man, I would have thought that's like Shecky Green prices in Vegas, but see how that works out. A little bit of country.
I'd like to go see Reber.
Well, you know, yeah, Brooks and Dunn, not too bad either.
I've seen Brooks and Dunn. I've never seen Reber.
Yeah, that's it. A little bit more country there in Vegas. All right, let's take a look at the weather. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. High temperature today. Again, there's a little bit of fog out there today. Not nearly what we were dealing with yesterday at this time. So it got here a little bit earlier, but apparently not thickening up too much. Look for a high temperature of 70 degrees with a 20% chance of showers. It's 60 for a low temperature tonight with a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers and a high of 75. On Friday night, we'll be down to 57. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be in the mid to upper 60s and probably continue that on Monday. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 5. We've got, again, a little bit of low-hanging fog. It's not really descended to the ground. It's a little bit upgrade, at least here at the radio station. It's not all the way down to the ground. And we're looking at 56 degrees.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This week, Daniel Yergin, Vice Chairman, Global Information Company, IHS, wrote a Wall Street Journal op-ed about the global shakeout from the dramatic drop in oil prices the last few weeks. OPEC recently met to decide how to handle these plummeting prices. Significantly, they decided not to cut production, which is their historic ploy to force a price increase. Now, Yergin says something new is dominating oil prices, and that's the surge in U.S. oil production, along with new supplies from Canada. Those factors have led to turmoil in oil prices, something he says will likely continue into the future. Now, several of the most virulently anti-American OPEC members are furious at the decision not to decrease production. One that pushed hardest for a production cut is Venezuela. Their oil revenue-dependent economy is in chaos, and they have growing political unrest, and Yergin says that Venezuela will be the number one loser if we ever build the Keystone XL pipeline. Another country that pushed hard for production cuts is Iran. They are another nation dependent on exporting oil at high prices to keep their government afloat. Now, with lower oil prices, major economic problems loom for the next year. Separately, AP reports that Russia, another exporter, is warning of a recession next year. Now, it seems that when America steps up, when we produce our own oil, something Obama and the Democrats continue to fight tooth and nail, good things happen, really good things. I hope we keep this up.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The BCS Chamber of Commerce hosted a community health update Wednesday that included speakers from all four hospitals, the Texas A&M Health Science Center, and the Brazos County Health Department. Business owners were told by the health department's emergency management director, Mike Paulus, to develop an emergency operations plan.
Do you have a health and welfare plan for your employees so that you can have them cared for in a short period of time and hopefully they can return to work as quickly as possible? And I'm not saying they'd be sick, but unfortunately, one of the things that happens is one of our problems is the worried well. People who are well and don't want to get sick, and then they shy away from everyone else.
Jody Randall Gibson at Baylor Scott & White says they regularly practice their response if they have to deal with a patient with the Ebola virus.
Staff are getting used to us kind of showing up and pretending to be the patient and asking them to kind of manage us. How would they do it? Getting very good. They're getting very comfortable with those steps and processes in all facilities. So we've come a long way with that.
Business owners were encouraged to tell their employees and their families to get flu shots and other immunizations and to stay home when they're sick. A Brazos County District Court jury found this week that a Bryan man guilty of his third DWI and his third felony drug conviction. 57-year-old Lawrence Pena was arrested in August 2012 following a hit-and-run crash and chase involving Bryan police. Prosecutors say Pena's alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. He was also convicted of cocaine possession. The combined sentence was 30 years, less than the 40 sought by the district attorney's office and more than what Pena asked, which was less than 20 years. Because Pena was in possession of a weapon at the time of his arrest with a criminal record, he'll have to serve at least 15 years before becoming eligible for parole. Blinn College's Board of Trustees has taken the next step towards selecting its next district president. Spokesman Richard Bray says the Association of Community College Trustees was hired to assist in the search process.
We've tasked them with helping the board develop a timetable for selecting our next president, assisting with recruitment and outreach and finding the right candidate. They're going to provide orientation. They're going to provide some training for the Board of Trustees and for the members of the Presidential Search Advisory Committee, which has not yet been identified. And they'll also assist the board and that Search Advisory Committee with candidate evaluation.
Bray says ACCT, which was among six organizations under consideration, has worked with Blinn on prior projects. Current district president Harold Nolte retires January 31st, and ACCT will also assist in the selection of an interim leader. There's a difference of opinion on the Bryan City Council as to the value of city land being sold that's located between the Health Science Center and Traditions Golf Course. Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the 36 acres were sold for the appraised value of $1.6 million and added it's not the $5.4 million quoted by Councilman Mike Sutherland.
We come up with these numbers, we don't fish them out of the air. We have certified real estate appraisers who are the experts. Not someone that's just got an opinion that's connected to a certain campaign that just recently ended.
Bayinski says it's political rhetoric.
You'll hear from a council member, well, if it's in the biocorridor, it's $9 a foot, it's gold. Well, if it's all in the floodplain, well, then it's not $9 a foot.
Sure.
You know, there's always factors in all properties, conditions of properties, locations. And so all those were taken into consideration by the appraiser.
On a 4-3 vote, the property was rezoned to allow construction of homes, offices, and retail businesses. A dog who helped save his owner's life needed life-saving of his own.
Sergeant William Cole was suffering from a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder when he returned from Afghanistan and Iraq almost 3 years ago. 10 months later, after therapy and medication had failed to help, Cole adopted a puppy he named Hank.
Hank was there, you know, when I found myself wanting to stay in. Hank was there looking at me, you know, saying, hey, you got to take me out, Dad. And it was one of those things where I found myself getting out. And then after I was getting out, I found myself liking to get out. And then I wound up doing just things that you know, I wasn't enjoying anymore.
This September, Hank escaped his backyard and was hit by a car. A Good Samaritan brought him to the A&M Vet Hospital in efforts to save his life. When asked how he felt when he first heard about Hank's accident, Cole got emotional.
When Hank was first hit, I mean, I couldn't really, you know, believe what was going on. And so it was pretty tough, you know, realizing that he might not make it.
But with quick intervention from the vet team and surgery a few days later, Hank did make it. In support of Cole's service to our country, the A&M College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Science has used available funds to reduce Hank's almost $11,500 medical bill. For more on the story and pictures of Hank, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620. WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care. Focused on you.
In the spirit of giving back to the Brazos Valley during the Christmas season, the law offices of Jeff Paradowski is again partnering with Brian Super Walmart to give away 100 new bicycles for the 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids. If you're a family in need or you know a child in need, nominate them to receive a new bike for Christmas. To do this, go to ParadowskiLaw.com and download the application and follow the mailing instructions to the law offices of Jeff Paradowski. All submissions must be received by Friday, December 12th to be eligible. The 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids, our way of giving thanks and giving back.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
It's weather time, 7:37. Weather's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
Areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, lots of clouds and maybe a stray shower. A little milder today with temperatures trying to get to 70 this afternoon. Clouds, the risk of a shower overnight, lows near 60. Cloudy tomorrow. There could be a shower, too. Highs will make their way up to about 70 to 75. It'll be cloudy tomorrow night with the chance of a shower, lows near 60. It'll become partly sunny during the day on Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Fortunate to win. Sam Houston State's a veteran, solid team.
And they gave A&M all they wanted last night. Doubleheader from Reed Arena yesterday. We'll have more on that. Plus, what's Johnny Manziel doing this weekend? And a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that. Oh, goody, more Christmas music in about 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Wake up, June. The tree's on fire, June.
You can't treadmill to this.
No, you can't. But it's Thursday, you know.
Love is a Christmas tree. But don't pick any old tree, see.
That's very good advice. Very good advice.
Some have a long expired. Turn your house into a funeral pyre. And I water that tree. Till the branches rose up higher, and it drank, 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 but it kept on getting drier. Now it burns, burns, burns. This tree's on fire. This tree's on fire.
There you go. Yeah. So anyway, it's Cletus. What's his name? Cletus Judd, I think.
Cletus T. Judd.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah.
Who started out life as a hairdresser.
Uh-huh. There you go. The tree's on fire. So here are those apps we talked about to get you through the airport. Yahoo suggests downloading My TSA, an app that'll show security checkpoints, wait times, and logging into the airline's website to check on the flight status. Also, FlightAware has information like that, and Gate Guru. So if you happen to be air traveling. All right. People are just idiots, you know that? I know we don't need any more evidence that people are idiots, but somehow, some way, at some point in the past, some sort of lobster huggers decided it was a good idea to free lobsters, okay? And what better place to do that than while you're on a cruise ship? Because after all, you're in the water. And lobsters live in the water. Hello?
Just a little bit of useless information. Brooks and Dunn opened for Reba back in the early 90s at G. Raleigh White's, where they got their start at.
Okay, thanks. I didn't know that they'd played here. I knew that they played Austin, and I guess I knew Reba played here, but there you go. Just another group of people who used to be here a long time ago until it got too expensive to bring them. So what people do on cruise ships is they order a live lobster, and then they ask the wait staff to drop the living lobster into the ocean.
The water's too warm in the Caribbean for that, is it not?
Freeing the lobster to go be out in an environment, yes, that it's exactly foreign to. Well, it doesn't happen to just happen on the Caribbean cruises, but the problem is that, you know what? Local lobsters and lobsters from a long way away can't make baby lobsters. So basically, it's a death sentence for them, okay? Either drop them in hot water or cold water, right?
Die a widower.
But once again, here we are trying to embrace the lobsters by dropping them over the side of the boat in water that they're not used to being in.
I mean, it's so warm down there, it could actually almost be sous vide instead of boiled lobster.
Hey, do they take the rubber bands off? That's
Well, you got to give them a fighting chance.
I hope they do. I'm not sure. But if not, you can always think about this. How about a vegan butcher?
I'm sorry?
Yes, that's exactly right. The herbivorous butcher. They take meat-free meat very seriously. America's first vegan butcher, will soon be setting up shop, or they'll try to, in Minneapolis. No, wait, they did. They had a successful Kickstarter that raised $60,000 to bring this brick-and-mortar to life.
How much?
$60,000.
So there are now, a lot of stupid people.
Now you go. Well, excuse me. Is this our segment about how stupid people are?
Fair enough.
So now you can get meat-free ribs, meat-free bacon, meat-free sausage, meat-free chicken. Created by siblings Aubrey and Kale Walsh. Is his name really Kale? The meat-free meats are handmade in small batches and contain protein-rich ingredients like gluten, yeast, soy, and miso. The herbivorous butcher actually got its start this summer by selling meatless meat at a local farmer's market to rave reviews. The shop itself, which will be opening sometime in spring of 2015, will look like your typical butcher shop with cold cases full of fresh, air quote, meats, rotating specials, and a section for selling vegan cheeses, deli meats, meat rubs. Well, how could it be a meat rub if you're not rubbing it on meat? Marinades and bread. So there you are.
That makes my head hurt.
Hello?
You know, whenever y'all are talking about your lobster stuff, don't forget about the 10-story lobster freefall.
Oh, good point. Yeah, if they make it alive into the water. Hello?
Good morning. You're wrong about the Caribbean being too warm for lobsters.
Okay, but a different kind of different species of lobster. Would that be fair?
I'm not sure, but 1967 went snorkeling down there and got a couple of lobsters and went and landed on an island that was basically deserted. And on an open fire, we roasted them. We didn't set them free.
Now, see, that's not even nice. Man. All right, thanks.
Roast lobster.
Charbroiled, baby.
The lobsters thought, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Hello.
I just have to say, that's not an original idea. I've been to a vegan butcher before. It's called the Farm Patch.
They're called vegetables.
Hello.
I want to know how the vegan butcher knows what meat tastes like.
Excellent point.
I'm not a vegetarian because I love animals. I'm a vegetarian because I hate spinach.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. needs. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
If you enjoy freshly brewed, handcrafted beer paired with chef-inspired cuisine, the only place you'll find them is at Blackwater Draw Brewing Company, the best brewery in town. Blackwater Draw brews their beer right in the front of the house, providing the full brewery experience while you dine. Did you know that you could take home your favorite Blackwater Draw draft or other favorite Texas craft beers? Did you know they have the NFL Sunday ticket so you can enjoy your Sunday brunch? Blackwater Draw Brewing Company, located on the corner of Church and Boyette, behind Northgate.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Someone once said, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. And I could tell you from experience, that 90% rule is not just a cliche. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. On a business trip to Paris several years ago, I saw firsthand the difference your attitude can make, for good or for bad. As I waited to check in at my hotel, I stood behind 2 American women. They were grouchy after a long flight and dumped their bad attitude onto the female hotel clerk. The clerk stayed busy behind the counter, moving left and right and completely ignoring their repeated demands for service. And when they asked if she spoke English, the clerk shook her head and said no. Eventually, the ladies grabbed their bags and stomped away in a huff. Now, it was my turn to deal with the clerk. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? But as tired as I was from my flight, I kind of smiled at her and offered my best greeting in broken French. And to my surprise, she immediately set aside her paperwork, offered me a happy smile, and welcomed me to Paris, yes, in perfect English. It was the 90% rule in action. I was just as exhausted as the ladies in front of me, but I did choose a different attitude, and, well, it produced a different result. It goes to show you we can't always control our circumstances, but we can choose our response to them. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Another great Texas weather weekend. Great opportunity for you to visit Peach Creek Vineyards, a unique Texas vineyard and winery that's nestled down in the southern end of Brazos County. You can pick up a glass or a bottle, enjoy your favorite wine while you're there if you want to, and overlook the vineyard. And they have a covered pavilion as well out in front of a pond that they have there. But also, you know, if you'd like to get some, they have s'mores packages, they have cracker trays with cheese, or you can bring your own snacks if you want to. Open Saturdays noon to 6 and Sundays from 1 until 5 and other times on request. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com and you can find out more, and you can also follow them on Facebook. But they also have a gift store there with lots of wine-centric items that are kind of fun. Vino to Go is an insulated, spill-proof kind of wine sippy cup, I guess you'd call it. They have various designs. They have some that have the TAMU logo and also some other schools as well. It works great for wine or for coolers or for other kinds of drinks as well. They have T-shirts and bling that are wine-themed as well, and girls' night out stuff. Wine tastes better than skinny feels, and grandma's sippy cups. Those are some things. And don't forget, in addition to all of the wine items that they have at Peach Creek, Texas olive oil from Lone Star Olive Ranch in Madisonville, available in EVOO, garlic-infused and lemon-infused as well. Those are great gifts. All of them available for you at Peach Creek Vineyards.
Ben, the holidays are upon us. You'll be with people you haven't seen in a long time and people you've never met before. Impressing these people is important to you. Be among the men in the know who schedule a trip to Sonny's Barbershop as a part of their preparations. Nobody knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. They're experts in improving your appearance by improving your haircut or transitioning you to a cut that's trending. When you leave holiday get-togethers, you'll know you made a good impression. Learn what a difference a Sonny's haircut makes. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. Rumor mill started churning immediately when A&M announced they were looking for a new defensive coordinator. Texas A&M has reportedly made an offer to former head coach at Florida, Will Muschamp, to be the new defensive coordinator at A&M. The Houston Chronicle's Brett Zorneman reported that the Aggies and Auburn are both vying for Muschamp's services. Muschamp served as the defensive coordinator for LSU, then the NFL's Miami Dolphins, Auburn, and Texas before taking the head coaching job in Gainesville back in 2011. There was a doubleheader yesterday at Reed Arena. Daniel House had a late three-pointer to lift A&M to a 66-63 victory over Sam Houston State. A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy saw several opportunities for the Aggies to improve on that performance.
Fortunate to win. Sam Houston State's a veteran, solid team. We had a hard time guarding off the bounce. Their quickness in putting us in foul trouble really gave us some problems. And then we got to get to where we make free throws and do a better job of finishing games off at the end.
A&M was led by Courtney Robinson with 13 points. Alex Caruso followed with 12, and four Aggies actually scored in double figures. Next time the Aggies get to work, it'll be Saturday at Reed Arena. The tip-off is at 1 o'clock against Arizona State. You can hear that game on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. A&M women's hoop stayed perfect on the year, running over the Northwestern State Lady Demons 75-42. Head coach Gary Blair said despite being a smaller team, Northwestern State really did try to stay within their own offense.
They were very well patient in running their offense, shooting in the last 5 seconds, not to keep the score down, but to make sure they finally got a shot and didn't turn it over. They only had 15 turnovers in the whole game. That's credit to Northwestern and staying within their offense.
It was elementary school day, and some 4,000-plus screaming kids had a great time not being at school. And never let it be said that A&M women's basketball wouldn't give you the shirt off their back, or in Jordan Jones' case, at least the socks.
I came here, no socks, no shoes, no ankle braces, and no headband. They all stripped me. I mean, they all got me. So, you know, anything for the kids, they're just great kids, you know, they look up to us, and it's just, I love traditions like this, and that's what makes A&M so special, to do things like this and give back to the community.
Ladies get back to work Sunday in Fort Worth against the Horned Frogs of TCU. The tip-off is at 1 o'clock, and that game is actually on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. More awards for Texas A&M soccer, who have already advanced now to the College Cup. Five ladies were named to the National Soccer Coaches Association of America All-South team. Shea Groom, Kelly Minogue, and Megan Strait were first-team honorees, while Bianca Brinson was named to the second team, and Janae Cozineau was tabbed for the third team. Texas A&M led all schools with 5 overall selections and 3 first-teamers. As I mentioned before, the ladies are in Boca Raton getting ready for the College Cup against Virginia. It's the first time in program history that the Aggs have reached the Final Four, and Coach G. Guerrieri says this historic run for the team is no big surprise to the folks that are involved with the team.
I don't want to sound cocky or arrogant, but we've known the whole year they were good enough. The question was going to be, would they be good enough? Would step up when the pressure was on, or would they step up when they played against the type of competition that they've seen in the NCAA tournament?
The Maroon and White face off against the Lady Cavs Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock with the broadcast, again on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Texas A&M Volleyball received an at-large bid to the 2014 NCAA Volleyball Championships, where they'll square off against 22nd-ranked Arizona State in the first round in Austin. The match against the Sun Devils, who's an at-large bid from the Pacific 12 Conference, begins at 4:30. Here's head coach Lori Corbelli's take on the Sun Devils.
Really excited to get to face a Pac-12 team that has had an awesome year. I think we have seen them a little bit because they were playing an opponent that we played back in September. And so we do have a little video of them to kind of get familiar. I'm sure all teams are different from September, but we'll be able to get familiar with them through that.
First serve this afternoon, 4:30, with the broadcast again on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And we'll wrap it up in the NFL, where Brian Hoyer will be under center when the Cleveland Browns start Sunday's game against Indianapolis. Browns coach Mike Pettine chose him over Johnny Manziel, saying that leveler heads had prevailed.
We weren't going to do anything rash after the game when things are much more emotional and there's a tendency to knee-jerk some decisions. So I wanted to be thorough with it, process all the information, all the circumstances, take into account, and make the decision that was going to be best for the Cleveland Browns. And obviously after weighing all of it, talking to the staff and people that I trust very deeply, we felt that starting Brian gives us the best opportunity to win on Sunday against the Colts.
Hoyer has played pretty poorly for the month, but the 7-5 Browns are sticking with him as they try to make the first playoff run since 2002. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion on sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Step up to a 2015 Ranger XP900 and get a free 2-year extended service contract. Or grab an all-new 50-inch Razor 900 or 60-inch Razor S900 at Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Hi, this is Patrick Zeiner. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive, across from the Hilton College Station. Then shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts is December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. Check the weather in just a minute. Okay, we're trying to come up with items for you for the holidays, right? I mean, special gift-giving items for that special person on your list.
Sure.
J&D's Foods.
Oh, those are, I know those guys.
Yes, those are the guys who have brought us so many.
Areas of fog this morning.
Not really.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon!
Bacon! Wait, I got it.
Bacon!
Yeah. It's because I'm a radio professional. I pushed the wrong button. So anyway, they got bacon mayonnaise, they got bacon lip balm. Now they have introduced, are you ready? Bacon-scented pillowcases. World's first bacon pillowcases. They look and smell like bacon. J&D's Food says our bacon-scented pillowcases use state-of-the-art printing technology that we stole from NASA to allow the scent of bacon to permeate your dreams and expand your mind. So why not?
Yes.
And it only costs $12.99.
Bacon!
Yeah.
Just have a little bacon grease behind your ears.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Popular with my puppy.
Hello?
Yeah, on the bacon pillowcase. Just don't go to bed inebriated.
Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom.
Because the one right
nom.
Next to it will look like a marshmallow.
First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.